What's the universe of time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of a third suspect following Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200 others. He is shown alongside two others who are believed to have been brothers and suicide bombers. The IS group has claimed responsibility for the carnage. There may be a link with last year's Paris bombings that killed 130. Two bombs went off at the airport. A suicide bomber blew himself up about an hour later at the Malbeek subway station near EU headquarters. Commuters Wednesday endured long lines and increased security checks before boarding trains.
I don't believe really in it. I think if they want to attack, they can attack also here in the queue. So for me, it's just to ease the people a bit, their minds.
They're just trying to protect us, I think. So.
Security is logic after the events of yesterday.
Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have also boosted security. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be in Brussels Friday to formally express the condolences of the U.S. for the loss of life in the attacks. Vice President Joe Biden visited the Belgian embassy in Washington Wednesday.
On behalf of the president, I can say that we are prepared to provide any and all information, capability, technology, anything we have that can be value-added to their fight.
French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has called on the European Parliament to act on authorizing a passenger name record for Europe. Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum, voting over 60% yes to cut the presidential term from 7 to 5 years, but the referendum suffered from low voter turnout. Turnout of less than 40% of those registered. The vote also limits the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allows independents to run. This is VOA News.